Okay, so let's get into a really tall and straight posture. You can even imagine all the bones in your body, the skeleton, the internal structure. What adjustments do you need to make to your posture to have you sitting perfectly straight? Lift your shoulders up to the ears, roll them back, and see how that opens the chest, opening the heart center. We want to feel our feet on the floor and our hands in our lap. And let's take on a nice full breath with a really long inhale and a long exhale. You can even put your hand on your abdomen if you want to focus more intently on the breath. Breathing fully. So we begin to oxygenate our body. And remember, it's through this full breath that we access the subconscious. Finding the heartbeat whenever that feels right. And I'm just going to take you back to the meditation we did last week, where we really did some grounding, exhaling from the heart center down to the earth, straight down out the coccyx, out the legs. Let's do that three-point stool first. Exhaling the heart's energy into the earth. And then we inhale back up those 3 points into the heart center. And so we connect with the earth in this way over a few breaths, going down even to the center of the earth. We really need the earth right now, and the earth really needs us. Feeling your feet, feeling the chakras in your feet and letting the energy flow through them. Now we're going to widen the stream of energy. So when it leaves the heart, it starts to spread out. So the energy is going down from the heart, and it's going through the legs, down the spine, but all the space around us. So it's really wide. You feel it penetrating the earth, going through the floor that you're sitting on and deep into the earth. And inhaling that unconditional loving support from Mother Earth. We are so supported as a human being from Mother Earth, as a soul in a human body. Exhaling fully. Really squeezing the abdominal muscles at the end of the breath. And inhaling fully. And then let's bring the hands into this. Remember, we really want to connect with this earth energy. And so we can exhale out the chakras of the palms as we exhale out the feet and the base of the spine, or the fingertips, the palms or the fingertips. Exhaling at the same time, we exhale out the lower torso and the feet, everything together. And inhaling that unconditional love and support from Mother Earth. Feeling that security, that stability, the groundedness, centeredness. What do you notice? So we become like a hill or a small mountain. This all this earth energy exchanged with our human being. And as you feel this exchange, remind yourself that you're a soul in a human body that's meant to be here right now. All our souls chose our lives with the parents we were born from, the people we've met along the way, and where we are today. All that's happened is providing us an opportunity for the soul to develop, including this COVID-19. So feeling the security and the stability in all the uncertainty and the instability in the world, feeling it within ourselves. And feeling this COVID-19 is another opportunity to prepare us. It's a huge challenge for all of humanity to prepare us for what's coming, prepare us to become who we truly are and express all that we are in the world. So it's just deepening this connection with the earth. Very good. And so now we're just going to breathe into and out of our heart centers. You just imagine that you're either breathing in energy from the space in front of you or behind you or both, into the heart center, or you can breathe in energy from the space all around you as you're so connected into your heart and exhale it. And now we're going to call in spiritual support. So I don't want you to necessarily think in your mind yet what spiritual support, but breathe into the heart, feeling the desire for spiritual support. How is the heart feeling right now in response to the thought of spiritual support? Healthy, healthy spiritual support that is truly empowering and supportive and nothing but. We're safe in this. We feel grounded. Noticing if there is an energetic shift in the heart. And so now we're going to put a request out to the whole universe on the exhale that we call in the perfect spiritual support that's ideal for us at this point in our lives when we're moving forward. The perfect spiritual support that's ideal for us right now as we move forward in our lives. And so we're exhaling our intention out. So we just focus on the exhale and we send that out to every corner of the earth, every corner of the cosmos. Feel yourself expand with that intention. Very good. One last exhale. The perfect, most ideal support. And then we focus on the inhale. And we're inhaling into our heart centers from all directions. Opening our hearts to receive the most perfect spiritual support right now at this point in our lives. And so we don't use our minds, we're using our hearts to attract this energy of perfect, ideal, spiritual support. And that spiritual support can come in human form or in spirit form. And this is spiritual support to help us move to a place of our throat chakras shining. We are protected as we call these beings in, this being or beings. And as we call them in, we just keep breathing. So on the inhale, we really let the belly expand all the way. And it's like we open our heart center. We open ourselves to be more receptive. And we pay attention to our physical body and the space around us. The space even really close to the skin. We can actually feel our vibration, our own personal vibration beyond the skin. And then out into the field. You might even feel the love and support already of the being, the love and support and the caring. And notice what happens. You may not know who is arriving, who or what, or maybe you do. But try and experience the being at an energetic or emotional level. Could even be a power animal, a bird. Or even a reptile, could be a great saint or master, gods or goddesses from any tradition, any great saints from any religion or faith. All is welcome here. It's your specific spiritual support to help you heal and become empowered. Who or what do you need right now? You feel the need in your heart. And so you keep attracting. So there could be more than one. There could be five. Exhaling completely. Feeling what's near you and inhaling fully. Scanning your energetic field. And if nothing's come yet, you keep exhaling far, far away. And inhaling. Sometimes we have to call for a long direction, a long ways away, and it takes a while to come. The invisible support is very busy right now. But they come. We draw them to us on the inhale. We draw them with the need of our heart, the need of our soul. And we deserve the help. And they're so happy to help. And if you feel a being or beings around you, you can breathe into them. Notice the energy. Notice the intention. Notice your heart's response. And some of you may have had spiritual support in the past, and there may be new support because this is something new that you're doing. So we often need new support. And ultimately, we make the decision. Do we want to say yes to the spiritual support? Or do we want to say no, thank you? Whatever feels right for us. There's no right or wrong. We are the master of our own destiny. We're the master of who we are and who and what we accept or release. Still inhaling fully and exhaling completely. And using your heart, see if you can breathe deeper into this connection and this offer of help. Is there a message? Is there an asking? Often it's hard to receive the spiritual support because it's so magnificent. It can be difficult to receive, and it's okay. This can be super emotional. Totally normal. This is how God or the universe is coming to you to help. Notice your experience physically, energetically, emotionally, auditorially, visually. And feel free to write anything down. Very good. Very good. And so for the rest of the meditation, we trust that this invisible support or visible support, however it is going to remain with us for the rest of the meditation, that we can continue to sense it whenever we choose. And now I invite you to really tune into your heartbeat. Find your heartbeat, and if you can't find your heartbeat, you can count seconds. But maybe you want to place your hand on your chest or hold your breath until you feel your heartbeat. And once you find your heartbeat, and if you don't, it's okay, you can count seconds. We're going to not count with numbers or a sound. We're going to just use the word love. And the sound of the heart is two syllables. It's lub-dub. So on the first lub, we just say silently to ourselves, we count love, 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 love. Love. And so I like to count to a count of eight. So it's for the first four, I go up the scale. And for the second four, I go down the scale. And that's all on the inhale. And then on the exhale, I do the same thing. I go up the scale with love, 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 and down the scale. Love, 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 love. So I invite you to take your time tuning into the rhythm of your heartbeat and counting it with a melody using the word love. And And if your count is six, that's fine too. You can do two sets of three on the inhale and two sets of three on the exhale, and 10 works as well. Big, long, deep breaths. Remembering the breath powers the practices. We just want to get comfortable with using the word love to count heartbeats or seconds, keeping the breath rhythmic and breathing fully, and occasionally tuning into our spiritual support that is definitely still with us. And then whenever it feels right, we can bring the emotion of love into the word love. So feel as much love as you can every time you repeat the word love on the breath. And then to even take it further, we want to tune into the love of the invisible or visible support around us. Or maybe you want to tune into the love of the whole universe of God coming towards you, that you inhale this great love into your heart center. You breathe it all in. And then we exhale this love, all of it. We release it all out to the universe. And even when we're exhaling it, it's filling up again. We're never without love. Inhaling love and exhaling love. Feeling the invisible support. And letting the heart center radiate love and receive love on the rhythmic breath. and really let the breath carry the energy of love. Notice how your experience changes and deepens. See if you can expand this experience of love. Make it even more. How much love can you inhale into your heart center, and how much can you exhale? Feeling your spiritual support and inhaling and exhaling love. And if you want to take it a step further, and you absolutely do not have to, is you can change the rhythm to inhale and exhale love and light. And so we would say love and light, love and light, love and light, love and light. So each pair of words four times on the inhale and each pair of words four times on the exhale. But we're combining light with the love. And notice how that alters your experience, bringing light in. Inhaling from all directions. Love and light. And you can just stick with love. Feeling your spiritual support. And we're filling the heart center up. Feel the heart center get bigger and bigger, brighter, and filled with more love. Every time you inhale into it and every time you exhale from it, it just grows and grows. And it's this love and light that replaces what doesn't match it. Big belly. How deeply can you go into the love and light? Let your heart surrender to it as you inhale. Just an even greater opening. Receiving love and light and letting it fill up. How much love can you bring in? How much light? Or if you're doing love alone, that's great too. How much can you receive? Really becoming love and light in the heart center. Very good. And so tune into your spiritual support one last time. And maybe you want to give thanks, or maybe you want to say something, feel them more closely, ask them to come back. Whatever feels right for you. And we return to our normal breathing. And just feel your energetic self. Notice how you feel right now compared to when you arrived tonight. Feel within your body how your energy flows or how your energy feels and how is it outside your body. When it feels right, open your eyes.